Does motherhood sometimes feel like juggling flaming chainsaws while blindfolded on a unicycle? Because same. Motherhood feels like the most rewarding yet challenging adventure. I found myself thinking there has to be more to this motherhood gig than the tantrums, the sleepless nights, and the endless to-do list. In the midst of all the chaos, Joy seems to have taken a permanent vacation that we were not invited on. I'm saying enough is enough. I believe joy isn't found, it's created. We can't keep waiting for joy to magically appear. We have to make the conscious choice to choose it, here and now. Are you ready to ditch the survival mode itinerary and start mapping out the route to joy in motherhood? It's a destination we deserve, and it's closer than we think. I'm Kayla, and I'm your host of Joy Granted, the momcast where choosing joy is a non-negotiable. Welcome back to Joy Granted. I'm so excited because today we're diving into something close to my heart, mindset. It's that powerful force shaping how we approach parenting. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know my new series, Tools of Joy, that just dropped today, is all about giving ourselves strategies and actionable tools so that we can use those to cultivate joy in motherhood. Our first tool is mindset. And today we're going to explore what that looks like for us as moms. A fixed mindset means we think our abilities are set. A growth mindset believes we can change, learn, grow. Have you ever said, I'm just not a patient person? That is fixed mindset talking. Growth mindset might say, patience is hard for me, but I'm learning new ways to manage my emotions. So how do you even identify which mindset is running your show right now? Some questions you can ask yourself is like, do I criticize myself more than I praise myself? If my child struggles, do I feel like I have failed? And am I afraid to try new parenting approaches? Common fixed mindset examples in motherhood would be, like I just said, I'm just not a patient mom. It's not who I am. Or my kids will always be picky eaters. Or I can't handle the mess and noise. I just don't thrive in this environment. The problem is fixed mindsets make us believe that change is impossible. It's like it puts us in a box. And I firmly believe that perfectionism is one of the root causes of fixed mindsets, especially in motherhood. So let's talk about it because awareness is the very first step. Don't get down on yourself. Just be honest with yourself because that's truly how you shift. Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you try, it's never quite enough? That voice that's constantly whispering that you could have done better, been smarter, looked more polished. Let's start by understanding what perfectionism actually is, because you might think of it as just striving to do your best, but it truly goes much deeper than that. Perfectionism is about setting these unrealistic and unattainable standards for yourself or others. And it's driven by this deep fear of making mistakes, of failure, of not being good enough. And at the heart of all of it is a relentless, harsh inner critic. It's like your inner voice expects you to defy gravity. And there are different flavors of perfectionism. You might be the type who puts insane pressure on yourself. Or you might hold everyone around you to impossible standards. And sometimes we feel that pressure from everywhere. The media, social media, you name it. So how do you actually know if you're struggling with perfectionism? Well, procrastination is actually a big sign. When you're terrified of not being perfect, it's easy to keep putting things off. Or maybe your thinking is all about extremes. It's either all perfect or it's total garbage. Of course, perfectionism comes with a side of brutal self-criticism and a whole lot of anxiety about disappointing people or failing. Let's be honest, even celebrating a win is tough because you immediately start focusing on how it could have been done better. It's all connected to that voice in your head that tears you down for any perceived imperfections. Think of it this way. Perfectionism is like trying to run a marathon before you can even walk steadily. You're setting yourself up for failure and misery. Healthy striving is more like starting a couch to 5K program. You build up gradually, you improve with each workout, and eventually you reach your goal. Just imagine the alternative. Think about the relief and the freedom that comes with accepting good enough. By releasing the need for everything to be perfect, you lighten that mental load. And that's heavy enough as moms. It lessens the burden, it reduces anxiety, it gives us space for those crucial skills of self-compassion. Rather than beat ourselves up for imperfections, we can start treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we offer everyone else. Remember how I talk about adding ourselves back into the equation? Accepting good enough frees up mental space to appreciate what we do accomplish instead of obsessing over imperfections. Self-compassion helps silence that harsh inner critic, replacing it with the acknowledgement that we're all human and we all deserve understanding, especially when we make mistakes. And now it's time for our joy jolt. Change takes time, so it's best to start small. I want you to stop right now and think of one area of your life where perfectionism might tend to rear its head. Maybe it's a hobby you enjoy or a specific task at work. I want you to consciously set good enough as your temporary goal in that area. Okay, so how do you actually spot the perfectionist tendencies? You have to pay attention to your thoughts when you make a mistake. Notice that perfectionist voice that says things like, I'm a failure, or this is worthless, and then challenge them. Challenge those thoughts. Replace them with a reminder that mistakes are part of growth, and ask yourself, what can I learn for next time? You can replace the thought with something like, I did my best, and that is worthy of recognition. You can also prioritize progress over perfection. If you're learning a skill, track where you start and celebrate milestones. If you are on my socials, you know I keep posting every tiny achievement of this podcast so far, even the seemingly small ones. Focus less on how far you are from some imaginary ideal and more on how far you've come. You can even consider starting something like a progress journal. Seeing how far you've come can be surprisingly motivating. I want to end this with some real examples. So let's say a tool that you want to add to your toolbox is 10 minutes of quiet time. A fixed mindset says, I will never get that time with the kids around. A growth mindset says, let me see how I can make 10 minutes happen, even if it needs to be creative. Another example, fixed mindset says, I just don't have time to have individual time with each kid every day. It's impossible. Growth mindset says, I may not have time for a full hour with each child, but I can find small, meaningful moments throughout the day. If I tried to go for a full hour with all five of my kids, that's literally 5 hours. And by the time they're home from school, it would take all five of those hours. So no, I definitely don't have time for a full hour with each child. But like that growth mindset example, I can still find small, meaningful moments throughout our time together. Okay, what if your tool is you want to start eating healthy meals together as a family? A fixed mindset says, my kids are so picky. There's no way we'll ever have healthy family meals. A growth mindset says, we'll keep offering a variety of healthy foods, and it takes time for kids to develop their taste. Okay, what if you want more outside time? This is a personal one that I would like to work on as warmer weather comes around. So a fixed mindset, I'm stuck inside all day. There's no way I can get out with the baby and kids. A growth mindset, how can I work some outside time into my day? Maybe a walk while the baby naps in the stroller or a few minutes playing in the backyard with the kids. Okay, last example for now. What if your tool is going to be decluttering your home to create a less chaotic environment? A fixed mindset goes with the house is a disaster and it will always be this way. There's no point in even trying. And a growth mindset goes with I can't tackle the whole house at once, but let's start with a 10-minute tidy every evening. Or one of my personal favorites is putting the house to bed each night. You can head over to my Instagram. The link is in the description, where I've got some mindset reframing prompts coming your way tomorrow. As moms, we have power way beyond that laundry that we conquer or the snacks we dispense. It is in how we think. You are growing right alongside your kids. Be kind to yourself. We're embracing growth. And in turn, that is going to be a great role model for your kids. Thanks for tuning in.